So, my uncle asked me in front of the entire dinner table at Red Lobster, "Are you gay?" I'm just curious. Don't be offended. So, I ruminated over this as I picked over that good Cheddar Bay biscuit, thinking, in what world is it okay to put someone on the spot this way? To seemingly out me cost him, in 6 seconds, 21 years of respect. Because blatant disregard for my emotions is not made okay via curiosity, he could have done damage with that. But his ignorance, along with society's stronghold, has caused him to look no deeper into the effects of that question beyond his urge to cure his curiosity. The entire table fell silent, focusing in unison to hear my answer, with no attempt to subdue him and take me off Front Street, just tuned in gazes and ready ears. So I put down my Cheddar Bay biscuit, then looked around at this table full of all the people who changed my diapers. What if I was? You think we'd finish our dinners in the usual chatter, or with the monotonous lecture of how I'm now damned to hell? Would I be told how God doesn't accept my kind when everyone at this table gets drunk, has sex, and lies, and does not love thy neighbor as thyself? Would they still trust me around the kids to continue to lead them and help them as I always did? Or would they banish me and deem me unfit to teach them when I'd only try to pry open their minds before their parents' judgments reached them? Would the kids even accept me? Because there's a larger chance than not that they'd reject me. Dejected by the hate, camouflaged, intertwined, and projected through their abnormal norms, I refuse to pretend. Just as I refuse to live according to anyone's blueprint. And as a result, my oversized cargo pants and lack of makeup and Chuck Taylor kicks confuse people. You can think I'm gay. Or you can realize that this American standard of beauty doesn't fit my standards. Or even consider the simple fact that kicks are far more comfortable than heels. And I dig a man that can dig a chick that's a lady in kicks. Button-ups and beanies can be misleading, and my uncle has so blindly been misled. Just as when they saw this alternate race with matted hair and blackened face, all they knew was that we were different, making no attempt to understand us. You can think that being gay can't relate at all to being black, but contrasting the two is just an effort to decide who is the tallest dwarf. It's all othering. Classism, sexism, ageism, ableism, elitism, racism, either you're us or you're the other. Don't forget this happened to us. And don't let this messed up society trick you into thinking it's any different. Emmett Till, for being in the wrong skin, was drugged out of his slumber to be tortured and killed, while Matthew Shepard, for being in the wrong body, was driven to the woods, mutilated and tortured, just like Emmett. Emmett bludgeoned to a pulp, just like Matthew, as if neither of them had mothers to go home to. Anything is normal until it's not anymore. Just as anything is abnormal until it isn't. And since this idea of normalcy is so skewed nowadays, my uncle needs to know in front of the entire dinner table at Red Lobster if I'm gay. Now, if I don't provide the right answer, you think I'll become the center of their gossip and automatically lose my worth like week-old milk? With the ones that held my bottles go to others with the disappointing news like premature schoolgirls? Would I be punished with sideways looks and stares as they think I don't notice, though they really don't care? Would my friends still befriend me? Or would their loyalty vanish just as instantly as my respect for my uncle just did? And after countless years of countless people asking me this question, curious eyes probing me to ease their curiosity, never open to the fact that regardless of my maturing as a woman, I've never lost sight in the joy of overalls. And while you're so focused on my sexual orientation, you're ignoring the fact that I'm a neat freak and that I hate feet. I like to dance the party rock on repeat. I'm very kind. I keep a slip and slide in my car. A Corona and lime is my favorite at the bar. If you find a penny, pick it up. The rest of the day, you'll have good luck, which is why you'll never find copper in my pocket. Every time I receive a penny, I immediately drop it. I love to go to the movies all alone, then bake cookies from scratch when I get home. I make horrible faces at kids when their moms aren't looking. I always use a photo as a bookmark, and never the same one twice. Never will I eat meat again for the rest of my life. I've never been in a fight, and my gratitude journal helps me sleep at night. I sing the entire time I clean. I wish strawberries came on everything. I find great joy in speeding, and I still dress up on Halloween. I kiss my skin a lot. Stick haikus in my handmade Mother's Day cards and made my college schedules around Oprah. That woman is beautiful. I volunteer and always make sure to take my little cousins recycling with me. But all this goes forgotten. My qualities, my loves, everything that makes me me gets ignored and burned to cinders. Because none of these things are inquired or matter to the ignorant people I encounter day to day. Their curiosity stops with our you gay. And as I say no, I always get that sigh of relief. Their happiness reminding me how easy it is for them to turn on me, and I can't get with that mindset. That being gay means all feelings are now void, and it's okay to out me at the dinner table. I will always have infinite respect for all of us who fail society's tests, but especially for those who must deal with the backlash once they answer yes.